coming up, we're going to be talking about Snowdrop, the BAFTAs, and also ESPN. But before we get into any of that, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. Hi everyone, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com. It's Thursday, it's time to jump into some of today's big Disney Plus news. Let's start off with a quick one. It has been confirmed that Disney Plus subscribers in the UK and Ireland are going to be able to get hold of the new Star original series Snowdrop on Wednesday the 9th of February. So this is the same date. It's going to be available on Disney Plus in the US and Canada. It's already available in some countries around the world, including Australia and New Zealand. This one has been a huge hit right across Asia. And yeah, it's just going to be a massive series. So it's going to really kind of push the United States in terms of the maturity level of some of the content that's been available. But yeah, so this one's going to be a big release. There's been a lot of people asking about it. I'm just glad we're going to be getting it. And we're going to be getting all of the episodes. So that's something I'm definitely going to be watching next week. But let me know what you think of Snowdrop coming to Disney Plus. I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. Disney also released a brand new trailer for a new documentary called More Than Robots, which is coming to Disney Plus on Friday the 18th of March 2022. This documentary follows four teams of teenagers from around the world as they prepare for the 2020 First Robotics Competition. Get to know teams from Los Angeles, Mexico City, and Chiba in Japan as they work towards the goal of taking on their unique designs all the way to the highly competitive global championships. Although they are faced with overcoming challenges along the way, such as having limited resources within their community or putting everything on hold because of a worldwide pandemic, the kids persevere and learn there is a lot more to a competition than just robots. This one definitely looks a little bit interesting. I know James, who does the podcast with me, is really excited about this series. It's definitely in his wheelhouse. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people also wanting to check this one out. So as I said, this will be arriving on Disney Plus on March the 18th. But let me know if you're excited about this one in the comments below. Moving on from there, let's now talk about a rumor that has come from the Hashtag Show, which is reporting that there's going to be a new animated series for Disney Plus based on the popular Star Wars novel, Lost Stars. This novel was originally released back in 2015 and helped fill the gap between the Return of the Jedi and the Force Awakens. And it also covers the area between the rise of the Rebellion right through to the fall of the Empire. Only last month it was revealed on Reddit that a Canadian animation company called Icon Creative Studio was advertising on LinkedIn for a number of roles for model texturing, rigging and animation on a joint production with Lucasfilm. And they've previously worked with Disney on Eleanor of Avior. Now obviously nothing has been officially confirmed yet regarding this series. But this one wouldn't be a huge surprise. Disney kind of definitely love making animated series. You know, we've had a lot of success with The Clone Wars and The Bad Batch, and they've said they're going to be making a lot more content. So we definitely have to put this one in the kind of rumor mill. Nothing has been officially confirmed that if there was going to be an announcement, maybe May might be a good time for this when they do the Star Wars celebration event. But yeah, hopefully we'll get confirmation of this soon. But if it didn't come to pass, like I said, it's still just a rumor. But let me know if you'd like a new animated series based on Lost Stars in the comments below. Speaking of Star Wars, if you are a fan of The Mandalorian, Lego has announced two new helmet sets that are going to be coming out in May. So you've got the Mandalorian helmet, you've also got a Dark Trooper helmet, along with a Luke Skywalker Red 5 helmet. They're going to be priced at $54.99 or $59.99 in terms of dollars. And they're going to be able to get these through Lego.com. I'm going to be honest, I really like the look of the Mandalorian helmet, but I've already got way too much Mandalorian merchandise already. But could always do a little bit more. But always love this kind of stuff. Disney has also shared a first look at the upcoming original series Life and Beth, which is going to be coming to Hulu in March. It's also going to be coming to Disney Plus under the Star banner. This 10-episode series stars Amy Schumer, and it tells the story of Beth, who is a woman whose life has been pretty great on paper, impressive to everyone she grew up with. She makes a good living as a wine distributor. She's in a long-term relationship with a successful guy and lives in Manhattan. When a sudden incident forces Beth to engage with her past, her life changes forever through flashbacks to her teen self. Beth starts to learn how she became who she is and who she wants to become. We'll go on a journey towards building a bigger, bolder, and more authentic life, learning to express herself and living in an intentional way. A trip down memory lane is a strong source of trauma, comedy, and moving forward. We don't yet know exactly when this one's going to be arriving, but if they're starting to put out these little announcements, it wouldn't be at all surprised if this one drops in March on Disney Plus as well as it is on Hulu. But this one should be a little bit different, but nevertheless, let me know if you're excited about this one in the comments below. Today saw the nominations for the 75th British Academy Film Awards, the BAFTAs, and Disney was picking up plenty of nominations. including Luca for Best Animated Film. Summer of Soul picked up 2 nominations as well, including Best Documentary. National Geographic's Becoming Cousteau and The Rescue picked up Best nominations for Best Documentary. Obviously, you'll find that movie right now on Disney+. Encanto also picked up a nomination for Best Animated Film, with other films like Cruella and Free Guy picking up nominations, while other 20th Century Studio films, including The French Dispatch, Nightmare Alley, West Side Story, The Eyes of Tommy Faye, and Free Guy, also all picking up nominations, including Everyone's Talking About Jamie, which is a 20th Century Studios film, but they ended up selling it to Amazon Prime, and that's been nominated for Best British Film. Interestingly, with this one, 20th Century Studios, Searchlight, and National Geographic really kind of dominating this era. Disney really didn't pick up too much, only really like Cruella and Luca picked up some stuff. But nevertheless, the awards will be taking place on the 13th of March at London's Royal Albert Hall. And hopefully Disney go on to win some of these ones, because they've done some great movies, especially 20th Century Studios and Searchlight. But it's great to see all of these movies, because ultimately these nominations all help towards Disney Plus, because the majority of these films are either on Disney Plus right now or will be coming soon, like West Side Story and Nightmare Alley. But all those other movies you're going to be able to watch right now on Disney Plus. It's great to see Disney picking up plenty of nominations there. You'll be able to watch nearly all of these movies right now on Disney Plus. There'll be more like West Side Story and Nightmare Alley to come to Disney Plus in the future. But yeah, but just great to see sort of Disney really representing this and really kind of showing the best stuff that you can find on Disney Plus right now. There's loads of stuff there. But definitely do you want to check them out. Personal recommendations, Free Guy's a lot of fun, but I really enjoyed The Rescue, one of my favourite documentaries of last year. But let me know what you think is going to win the BAFTAs. I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. And finally, it has been confirmed that Disney is no longer in the running to buy BT Sports. Discovery has announced that they've gone into exclusive discussions with the BT Group about creating a new sports venture, which will combine Eurosport with BT Sports. That's obviously depending on if it gets agreement and regulatory approval. Disney was in negotiations to purchase BT Sports along with ITV, Amazon and DAZN, who many people thought were going to be able to secure the deal, but they weren't able to do so. What's interesting from the Disney point of view is actually Disney sold ESPN to BT Sports back in 2013 and then went on to license ESPN, the brand, to BT Sports in 2015 for a 7-year deal, and that 7-year deal expires this year. So this is why I think we're starting to see a lot of ESPN movement in terms of documentaries being added onto Disney Plus. Plus there's lots of testing going on right now in terms of sort of finding bits and pieces in the code. There's loads of people finding stuff, which is great. We're really starting to see things shifting around a little bit, I think, with the ESPN brand. Now that Disney are no longer going to be having BT Sport, I suspect at some point that content will be removed, though they haven't announced it. So this is going to be a big step. How they're going to move forward kind of running ESPN content here in the UK and Ireland, I don't know. Whether they're going to put it in with Disney Plus maybe, or do it as an add-on like ESPN Plus, or do whatever they're doing with ESPN Player. There's a lot of movement going around. We could definitely see some changes. Sport is already a big thing on Disney Plus in some countries like India and Indonesia. This could be a big thing. But now we know something's going on with BT Sports and all of that kind of things. It's definitely interesting right now in terms of sports. But let me know what you think of all of this in the comments below. I'd love to know your thoughts on if you'd like to see live sports in Disney Plus. With things now changing, it's looking a little bit more likely. On yesterday's Disney Plus news, we were talking about Disney Plus adding some more mature content during Black History Month in the United States. And DJ went on to say, "This is a great first step in the right direction for Disney Plus here in the United States. Let's hope that if the Wonder Years is successful on Disney Plus in the US, which is highly likely, then we might see the original Wonder Years be added onto the service, and possibly other ABC shows and anything else produced by Disney and 20th Television for that matter." Couldn't agree more. I definitely want to see kind of Disney Plus subscribers in the US getting a full wave of content coming from the Disney studios like the rest of us are enjoying. But yeah, so this one's going to be a big release when that arrives on Disney Plus later this month in the US. But let me know what you think of all of this in the comments below. Go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. Like, follow and subscribe, and I shall see you guys soon. Laters. Thank you very much for watching this video. Make sure you go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. Like, follow and subscribe. Also, a huge thank you to all of our supporters over on Patreon and also on our YouTube channel memberships. And I shall see you guys in another video. Laters.